Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Sanhedrin Pei Vav. We begin seven lines off the top. Hagoynev es benoy, back to the Mishnah. If one kidnaps a yid and sells him, he will get the kidnapper's chayav misa. What if he does it to his own son? According to the Chachamim, he is potter. According to Rabbi Shmuel benoy, Shal Rabbi Yechon Breka, he is chayav in this case as well. Says the Gemara, so why do the Chachamim exempt this fellow from misa? My time in the Rabbanim. It's based on a pasuk on Rabbaye. Damakura, the pasuk says in describing the kidnapping act, he matzayish. Turns out that this person stole goynev nefesh me'echav. He stole one of his fellow Jews. He kidnapped him. Mibnei Yisrael v'is amarboy u'mecharoy. And he used them. He made him work for him. And he sold them off to a customer. U'meis haganavahu. The kidnapper is meant to be put to death. U'bi arta haram b'kirbecha. Ki matzay, says the Gemara, tells you, prat l'matzay needs to be somebody that he kidnapped. And suddenly the victim is in his hands, in his jurisdiction. Prat l'matzri, as opposed to a son who's always with his father. He's always has access to him. It's not surprising that he has control over him. That's not called ki matzri. Suddenly, this victim is to be found in the kidnapper's possession. So as opposed to a son who's always around, always accessible, and can very well be in his possession, and therefore it's not considered. Have a kasha, says Rav Papa to Abaye. If that's the case, what about the pasuk regarding interacting with a married woman? Ki matza ish sheichev misha bulas bal. Turn out that he took hold of this isha. Hachinami, over here as well, will you interpret ki matza as opposed to if one has regular access to this woman? For instance, families living together in the same close vicinity, in the same building or whatever, a certain house, a certain deshchichan gabayu. Rashi says he avoided mentioning the specifics. He didn't want to relate to it, you know, because they were chashuvin. Actually, they were upstanding people, but in this regard, says Rashi, it was not they did not adhere perfectly to the halachis of tznius. They lived together in the same house, men, women, and pretty much everybody is, you know, close vicinity. So there as well, would you say that nobody's liable to the misa if they do something with the other person's wife, with the eshes ish, because it's not, it doesn't fit the kiyamatze bill, because they're always next to each other, always with each other, right? Hachinami kiyamatze prat lamatze kigoyin shel beis pleni shichan gabayu, where the people are, you know, living in close quarters. Hachinami de p'tiri, you're going to tell me that they're patur if they do something wrong? Amar Lacy says, no, you're right. I was coming from the other part of the pasuk, where it seems to be sort of a repetition. Mi v'nimtza biyadoi. Kamina. Pasuk says that if one is goynev ish u'mecharei v'nimtza b'yadei, it turns out that he has possession. It's an extra pasuk to exclude this case of a father with a son. Okay, so this degree of closeness, since they have a very regular access to each other, that doesn't constitute, it doesn't really qualify for misa. And that's a specific halacha by kidnapping, and will not be applied, you know, elsewhere, specifically by the story of the Ishish Ish. Amar Rava. Okay, so Anam Mivinim Tzviyada Kamina. Amar Rava Hilkach Hani Mikra Dardaki. So based on this, that someone who has access, regular access to his victim, is not Chayev Misa if he kidnaps him. So you have a teacher teaching youngsters, umasnu rabban, one who teaches older, older talmidim, older students. So basically, they're always next to each other, and therefore kimetsuyin biyadon domu. These students are considered to be found in close proximity, in possession, accessible to the rebbe, uptiri. In which case, if he kidnaps one of those pupils, he's not going to be chayiv misa. Okay, so bottom line is, the reason why Goyim is benoy, according to Chachamim, is not Chayiv Misa, because we have Nimtza B'yadai, indicating that Dafka, if it's, he's taken the victim by surprise, kidnapped him out of the blue, but if he's always there, always accessible, that's not considered Nimtza B'yadai. So this applies to a father and son, applies to a Rebbe with his Talmud as well. What about Gora Mishachetzi? He kidnapped a half slave. How did he get a half slave? He was owned by two partners, and one of them released him. One of them freed him. So now he's half slave, half free man. So what happens here? Again, a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chayav Misa. Chachamim say Pat. Why? It's not Hasan. So actually, let's go over to a different Mishnah, discussing boishes liabilities. If one shames somebody, he has to compensate him for that. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't lavadim boishes. The halacha of boishes only applies to a free man, not to an eved. If he embarrasses an eved, there's no boishes payments. Why? My time with Rabbi Yehuda Makro. Because the pasuk, which details the boishes payments, specifies that it's going to be only with two ordinary community members, as opposed to an eved. Only pertains to individuals who have the concept of brotherhood, brother relatives, as opposed to an eved. Yotze eved shein le'achva, he has no concept of a brother. So even if they share a father, in which case if they were goyim, they are considered brothers. But as Rashi says, an eved is a step down. We learn from a pasuk, shvulochem im achamor, right? He's compared to a chamor, an animal, and he has no concept of relatives and brotherhood. And therefore, there's no concept of paying him, compensating him for boishes. Rabbanan, they disagree, achiv hu b'mitzvahs. He is considered achiv, because he's your brother regarding his mitzvah-keeping obligation. He has to keep some mitzvahs like a woman, so he's considered somewhat your brother. And therefore, there is boishes. Now, let's jump back to our sugi regarding goy named nefesh or mechori kidnapping a chatzi eved. Is he chayav misa? V'ocha hechidor Rabbi Yehuda. V'ocha hechidor. So how does Rabbi Yehuda apply a drasha in our case to hold him accountable, to hold him as chayav misa for stealing half a slave? V'ocha hechidor. Rabbi Yehuda sover. So it goes like this. Starting point, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the pasuk in describing a kidnap event says, well, he was going to have nefesh me'echov, one of his brothers, right? Lafuki avodim, as opposed to an eved, who we have just said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not considered a brother. Now the pasuk continues. He kidnapped nefesh me'echov mi b'nei Yisrael. So we have another requirement. Has to be Mibnei Yisrael. Limutim isha chetzi eved. V'chetzi ben chayr. This additional descriptive term is coming to rule out even if he's only half a slave. He's not a full Bnei Yisrael, and therefore he's out. Now, it could have said Bnei Yisrael. Mi, the extra mi Bnei Yisrael, is another exclusion. Limutim isha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayr, to rule out a half a slave. So basically, it's a double exclusion, and we know whenever there's a double exclusion, it's like two negatives, it makes a positive. Have a miut achar miut. You have one miut followed by another. Ve'ein miut achar miut. Elo le'ramay. So it expands it. It rules out the full eved, but we cover and include the half eved. Hence, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one kidnaps a full slave, he is potter. Half slave is chayv. V'rabbanon. They start from a different point. Their starting point is that me'echav lafuki avodim le'mashnu. According to them, the first term me'echav, kidnapping one me'echav, is not going to discount avodim. Because as we just said, Rabbanan disagree conceptually. Because an eved, just as an eved is chayiv, you chayiv and boishes, because he's considered somewhat your brother here as well. He's covered by this term achiv. So now we only have two miyutim. One is Bnei Yisrael, one is Mibnei Yisrael. Extra mem. So one of them, Chad Lemuti Eved, is coming to rule out an Eved. V'chad Lemuti, even Meishachetzi Eved. V'chetzi Ben Charnes. According to Rabbanon, he ruled out both. One is going to be Nefesh, who happens to be an Eved, or even a half or Eved, he is Potter. So we know that one who kidnaps and sells in Nefesh Mi'Yisrael gets a Misa. What about a warning against this type of activity? As Hara Lugonev Nefesh Minayin. Rabbi Yeshi Amar Miloy Signaif, one of the Aser HaSadibrois, against kidnapping. Rabbi Yechon Amar Miloy Yimkurim Mkeres Aved, you shouldn't be selling him as a slave. Is there a machlekes? Well, please, there's no machlekes. Each one is just addressing a different aspect of his violation. Marka Choshev Lav Degnevo, Marka Choshev Lav Demechiro. One cited the love against kidnapping, and one against selling him. So it's basically two elements of the same crime. Tana Rabbanan. Loi Signaif, again, this is the Pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros. What are we speaking about? Robbing a bank or kidnapping? Begoinev nefashes. Hakasim medaber. Surprise, surprise. It's not speaking about money, actually. It's speaking about kidnapping a person. How do we know? Ato emir begoinev nefashes. You're telling me it's that? Oyein yelo begoinev momen. Perhaps it's stealing money. Amrus. The answer is like this. When you have an ambiguous pasuk, take a look at the context. Say ulamad. Mishleish estrei midos. Shatar and reshes behen. So one of the 13... formulas used for drasha is called Dover Halamed Meinyanei. If you have an unclear pasuk, take a look around at the context, the subject matter surrounding the pasuk, the inyan. Now the Aseres HaDibros, what do they speak of? Severe violations, which generate misas bezin, capital punishment. For instance, murder. Right. Etc. So these are things which have misas bezin. Likewise, loy signaif is not speaking about stealing $100, which would not generate misas bezin. Rather, v'me'akos of medaber b'nefashos. So the rest of the discussion there is speaking about things which relate to life, meaning death penalty violations. Afkam b'nefashos. Likewise, loy signaif is specific to kidnapping, which generates Misa's best, rather than just stealing money. Tani, we have another pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. We're there. We warn, Torah warns against stealing money. Here it's begoinev, mamin akasur medaber, warning against stealing money. How do we know? Ato imir begoinev mamin, you're saying it's mamin. Perhaps speaking about kidnappers. Again, look at the context. Look at the surrounding subject matter. Amrus, tseulamad, mishlish yisr midr, shatern dreshes behen. Take a look at one of the 13 formulas methods used for drasha, which is Dover Halamed Minyanei, derive the interpretation from the surrounding topic, from the inyan, from the subject matter surrounding that pasuk. Makasa Madabra, what's the subject matter in Parshas Kedoshim? Speaks about, Sashik, don't withhold money, all that. It's a money, it's a monetary discussion. B'mamin, Afkan B'mamin. Likewise, the pasuk Lesignoivu is warning against stealing money. Itma. Now we have learned the machlokes regarding Eide Geneva veEide Mechira b'nefesh. So, as we learned yesterday, if one kidnaps and sells his victim, the kidnapper gets mis. Okay, so it's sort of a build-up. Number one, violation, kidnaps. Number two, he sells. So now we have two peers, two teams of witnesses testifying against this robber. Eide Geneva, two Eidim that he kidnapped, Eide Mechira, two Eidim, a different team, that he sold the Nefesh. And what happened was, it wasn't real, it wasn't true, it was a fake. Shehuznu. They turned out to be Eidim Zoymimin, right? Other Eidim came and undid their testimony by testifying that they were actually in a different location at that time. What happens to these Eidim Zoymimin? Typically, we impose on them what they intended on imposing on their victim. In this case, they intended on imposing death for alleging that he kidnapped and he sold his victim. The thing is that it's really, the story is split into two parts. If it was one pair of Aiden testifying completely, he kidnapped and he sold, there would be no question as to what we do with them. They were trying to kill him, to get him killed, now we kill them. Once it's split into two, they're speaking about one part, they're speaking about something else. What happens? Chizkiya, Amar ein herogen, we can't kill them. Rabbi Yechon Amar, neherogen, we do kill them. Why? Chizkiya, the Amar Rabbi Akiva. He goes like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Dover. Pasuk says, except listen to the account, the full account, the full story. Al Bishnaim Edim Yakum Dover. Dover, the account, the story, the testimony will be established by two Edim. They have to tell us the entire story, the entire account, from beginning to end. V'lechatz Dover, as opposed to here, where they're, each team is merely adding half the story. They're speaking about one thing he did, he kidnapped. The other pair is coming to speak about the fact that he sold the person. So they can't really impose death on this kidnapper. And likewise, they themselves are not susceptible to Misa as well. He was like the Rabbanu, the Amri, Dover, V'lechatz Dover. Even half a story, you can add a half a story to another half a story and tie it together, and you know, get the results you want. So the fact is, they can join and combine to teach us, to tell us a story, and therefore they were trying to impose Misa on this alleged kidnapper, and we do it to them. Now, Umayda Chizkiah, even Chizkiah would agree. Be'edim ha'achrein shal b'nseru remeru. Let's shift to the b'nseru remeru, where there are also many steps there. So the first time he does his extravaganza, he gets punished by the way of Malchus. Okay, so we have two Edom that he came and he defied his parents' warnings and he stole and he gets Malchus. Then if he does it again, you have another pair of Edom that did it again, we take him to the Bezna and we give him Misa. So it's basically a two-step story. So the second pair of Edom, regarding the second step, turns out that their Edom, they're falsifiers. Shnei Rogan, of course they get killed. Even Chizkiah would agree in this case. You know why? Because it's not a half a story, a chatzi dover, even though it's really a build-up. Because the Chiv Misa, on account of the second episode, is really based on the fact that he violated the first time as well. Something which was presented by the first pair of Edom. Doesn't matter. So the Edom Achreinim shall Ben Seder Merah Shehuzma Shenehrogan, they'll get killed. Why? Mitoch Sheichayim Leim Arishayim. Lal Koisai Banu. Because just the opposite. The fact that the first pair of Edom can claim, they can say, look, we weren't trying to get him killed. So even if it turns out that the first pair of Edom were also Edom Zayim, it doesn't matter. Oh, the first pair of Edom could be they're legitimate, could be they're not Zayim. It doesn't matter. The point is that they can say, or we can say on their behalf, they weren't trying to get him killed, the Ben Seder Merah, they were trying to get him Malchus. You see, the truth is that the second phase is based on the first phase. That's true. But who's to say that the first phase is connected with the second phase? Right? It's a standalone a verdict. He does this, he gets Malchus. Finished. End of story. It so happens to be, if he repeats it, and we hear about it through the Edom, second pair of Edom, he gets Misa. So the second pair is not really connected to the first pair. It's a brand new story. Look, he violated time number two, he gets Misa. So they're generating the Misa on their own, unrelated to the first pair of Edom, who perhaps were just coming to give him Malchus. Vanechrinus, the second pair, Kuli Dover Avdilid. They're doing the entire thing to him. They're trying to impose a complete Misa on their own, with no help from the first pair. Turns out there's Zayimin. We give them Misa. Maskalat Papa. Okay, that's great. But let's go back to the kidnapper. Yach, if that's your reasoning, Eidim Mechira Nami. So by the kidnapper, we're, as well, there are two stages, two steps. Kidnapping is one part, and selling him is another part. So the second pair, testifying about the alleged sale, turns out they were falsifiers, but Liktilu, let's kill them. They were trying to impose death on this alleged kidnapper. For the same reason that we said before with the Minnesota murder, they're disconnected from the first pair of Edom, who testified about the actual kidnap, because the first pair can say they were just coming to impose Malchus on the kidnapper. All they said was that he kidnapped. That's it. Finished. They don't know about the rest. At that point, he's just deserving of Malchus because he violated the Isra of kidnapping. He didn't, according to their story at this point, he didn't yet carry out the second phase, which means to sell the person and bring about Nisa upon himself. So they can just say, we're just coming to give him Malchus. So their role is done, finished. Now in the second pair come and add to the story. Well, he also sold him. It's a brand new story. Brand new liability. A brand new Chiyuv Misa they're trying to impose on this kidnapper. And if it turns out they're Zemimin, let's flip it back on them. Because they didn't need any help. They weren't basing their story on the first pair of Edom, who were coming to tell us something else for a different purpose, to give him Malchus, not for Misa. So Misa is strictly generated by the second pair. Chitema perhaps will say, perhaps Chizkid disagrees. We're based on the notion that the first pair testifying about the actual kidnap are going to impose Malchus on him. There's no Malchus at all. What are you talking about? There's no Malchus. Itmar, but the fact is we learned that according to Chizkid, there is Malchus. Eide gneve benefesh huzmu. So you have Edom coming to speak about a kidnap. Turns out they're Zaymimin. What happens to them? Turns out that Chizkid is the one who says that they get Malchus, which was what they were trying to impose on their alleged kidnapper. Rabbi Yechon said they don't get Malchus. For a minute we explained, we clarified, this time the Chizkid Amar Leikin, let's prove that Chizkid is the one who says Malchus is what's given to them. And the fact that Chizkid told us earlier that the Edom of the Geneva, the Edom that he kidnapped, will not get killed. If so, it makes sense that since there's no Misa involved, it can very well be that there's Malchus. Because according to Rabbi Yechonon, there cannot be Malchus. Given the Omar, since he says, Ne'rogen, he says that the Edom, that there was a Geneva, who turned out to be Zemim, and they get killed. So if they get killed, it's impossible that there is Malchus, because Havali Lav Shinitin Lazarus Misa's Bezn. Whenever there's a lav, which can generate misa upon oneself, ain't like in lav. You cannot apply malchus based on that lav, because that lav is needed for misa. So, if that's the case, you. Loy laki, inu hechi laku. So basically, according to Rabbi Yechonon, there's no malchus on the horizon, on the agenda, resulting from the Geneva. There's no such a thing. A person who kidnaps, just kidnaps, does not get malchus. Kidnaps and sells, he gets misa. So back, according to Chizkiah, apparently there is malchus, because there was machlekes here, right? Eide Geneva that became Zaymimin. Chizkiv Rabbi Yechonon. One says they get Malchus because that's what they were trying to generate on the alleged kidnapper. And Rabbi Yechonon said there is no Malchus. So, the other sheet said there is no Malchus. Who says what? We proved that according to Rabbi Yechonon there is no Malchus because he says they'll get killed, and clearly if they're going to get killed because of what they were trying to do to him, there is no Malchus. You can't get Misa and Malchus, right? It doesn't work. So clearly it was Rabbi Chizki who says that when you pose Malchus on these Eide Geneva Shehuzmu. Now, if that's the case, then it must be so that the Ganav himself, the kidnapper himself, who just kidnapped without selling his victim, also gets Malchus. You can't have them get Malchus without him. The whole point is Kasher Zaman, right? Right? You only give them what they were trying to do to him. So if he's not going to get Malchus, they're going to get. So, if he doesn't get Malchus for kidnapping, for strictly kidnapping, inu hechi laku, how could they get Malchus? For trying to turn him into a kid, for alleging that he kidnapped. So, basically, what we've just proven is that according to Chizkiah, yes, the Eide Geneva, on their own, can very, very well just be trying to give him Malchus. And if that's the case, the next team, the Edom Mechira, They're the ones introducing Misa into the equation without any help from the first pair. It turns out they're Zemim, and let's kill them. Why do we say that they don't get Misa? Elamra, Papa, let's switch the whole story around. Let's revise the halacha. You're right. Be'edim Mechira, the Kuli Alma, Le'pligidin Erogan. There's no question on the Edim Mechira. There is anyone, they will get killed. Well, and the reason is because according to Chizkia, they're the only ones introducing death into the picture. The Edim Gneva are just generating Malkus. According to Rabbi Eichnan, there's no Malkus on the Gneva. So really, it's a joint effort between the Edi Gneva and the Edi Mechira to generate Misa. It doesn't matter. So even though each one's only introducing Chatzi Dover, we said before, according to Rabbi Yechon, Chatzi Dover is fine. Even if the Edim are just introducing half the story, and we have to combine it with the other pair, it's okay. So there's no question, in this case, they get Misa. He pleaded, the Machlekes applies the Edi Gneva. The first pair, alleging that this fellow kidnapped. Chizki Amar in Herogen. They will not get killed because gneva l'chuda kaima or mechira l'chuda kaima, because each part of the story, each aspect generates a separate consequence. The Ede gneva generate malchus, Ede mechira generate misa. So you can't give misa to the Ede gneva. They won't try to generate misa. Gneva l'chuda kaima. Even the Edi Geneva get killed if there is Zemimin. You know why? There is no Malkus for Geneva. It's phase one of two phases which generate Misa. Geneva, Aschata. The story about the kidnap is really the beginning, Aschata the Mechiri. It's phase one leading into the next phase, which is the fact that he sold him and he gets Misa for that. We look at it as one big story. And despite the fact that each part of the story needs the other part to generate a full picture, it doesn't matter. Because Chatzi Dover is considered an Eidus. Now, let's shift over to Eidim of the Ben Seder Amira. Umoide Rabbi Yechanan. Even Rabbi Yechanan would agree. But Eidim HaRishonim Shal Ben Seder Amira, the first pair coming to speak about the first violation committed by the Ben Seder Amira. But it turns out Shehuzmu, they're just Zemim and Shein Erog. In this case, of course, they don't get killed because all agree. Even Rabbi Yechon agrees. Pasuk says, V'yisru oisei, when the first time around he gets Malkus. No question he gets Malkus for that first episode. So here, you can't blame them for trying to kill him. They were just trying to give him Malkus. That's what they get. Amar Abaye. Let's see. See the way Abaye packages this equation. So over to Ben Seder Amira. Hakol Moedim, in one instance, there's no machlekes, Ben Seder Amira, how to deal with it. Hakol Moedim, Ben Seder Amira, there's another aspect of Ben Seder Amira where, again, the halacha is universally agreed upon. We'll see in a minute what he means. Machlekes. In one case, we have machlekes, Ben Seder Amira. What does he mean? Hakol Moedim, Ben Seder Amira, Beidim Rishon. Let's have a case where all agree. That's the first pair of Beidim. Regarding that first violation, she'en erogin, we can't kill them. Like we explained, b'tech she'chaydim leymar l'koy sibonim, they can say we're just trying to give him malchus. That's universally agreed. V'akol moedim b'ben seder emeir, b'edim achroinim, she'en erogin. Likewise, we all agree, the second pair of Edim, who are coming to speak about his second violation, we're trying to kill him now. Turns out they're falsifiers, they're plotters. She'en erogin, we kill them. B'toych, because they're standalone. They're not connected to the first pair, who perhaps were just trying to give a malka. So they're introducing Misa into the fray on their own. First pair can say, we're just trying to give malkas. In which case, the second pair undertook the entire project on their own to bring him Misa. And that's imposed on them. There's one case of a machlekes as follows. So his second time around, right, he stole the money and he bought his food and he ate it. What if the story was split between two teams, two pairs of Edom? Shnayim Eimrim b'fanenu ganav. Two Edom come and say, well, he stole the money. Shnayim Eimrim b'fanenu acha. Another pair come and say, well, we saw him eat the food. That's an interesting question. We need them both to piece together the story to give a misa. So each one is really presenting half the story, a chatzi davar. So according to Chizkiah, there is no misa to them because it's a chatzi davar. We can't accept this type of testimony. We can't sew it together. Rabbi Yechon says, in this case, he'll get misa, and they'll get misa as well if they're Edim Zayimim. Because you're allowed to connect half stories. Okay, let's go back for a minute to the kidnapper. Amar Rav Asi, Edim Mechira B'Nefesh Shehuzmu. The Edim who alleged that he sold his victim. Who does that mean? Ein Rogan, we don't kill them. Why? Because the fellow can say, look, I sold my own slave. You have no idea. Otherwise, you can't prove otherwise. You didn't see me kidnapped. Maybe he belonged to me. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Keman ozla hoshmata de Rav Asik Rav Akiva. Helocha. Just quoted by Rav Asik, he's going like Rav Akiva, the Amar Adover with the Chatzi Dover. Unless they present the full story, we don't accept it. And since it's only half a story, they only saw the part that he sold, so you can't. Amar Abayis, Abayi responded. Unconnected to Rav Akiva and the Rabban. Dik Rabban. Let's say we're going like the Rabbanon. Half stories aren't enough. It's even less than half a story. I feel the time Rabban. Sorry, Dik Rabbanon. Ne Rogan. According to Rabban, you can kill them for plotting. Hometoich ko Amar. It's not even a Chatzi Dover. The fellow can claim it's his Evet. You're right. Even going to Rabbanon, this will hold true. Because we're speaking with Loi Osu Edigneva. We never had testimony that he kidnapped this person. Okay, so you can just say, it's I own this person, it's my slave. Yochimai, remember, if that's the case, why even discuss it? It's so obvious. How can you incriminate somebody without proving that he did anything wrong? Litzrich, apparently, we're speaking the Afgav the Oslo Basoif. At the time, we had no proof that he stole them, that he kidnapped them. But later on, two Edom came and said, oh, this guy that you sold, you kidnapped before selling him. Okay, so now we know the full story. Well, says the Gemara, still, it doesn't matter. Because the pair of Edom who alleged that he kidnapped, that he sold his victim, turned out to be Edom Zayimim. At that time, at that point in time, we hadn't yet established that he was a kidnapped person. Akati Maile Memra. So I even discussed it. Of course they're not liable. Litzricha, apparently, was speaking the Kamramzi Ramuzi. That this pair who came first, speaking about the sale, were seen hinting, doing all kinds of hints to the other pair, who then came along, stepped forward and spoke about the actual kidnapping. So the sellers and the kidnapper and the Edom regarding the sale and the Edom regarding the actual kidnap seem to be colluding with each other in cahoots. So Maudatim, perhaps I would think, Remiza Milsehi, the fact that they're hinting to each other, they're indicating to each other, indicates that they're on the same team. They knew. But ultimately, he's going to be found guilty. He's going to be incriminated on the full story. That he kidnapped. And that he sold. So they can't just absolve themselves by saying, well, we were just trying to, you know, play games. We knew, we knew that it hadn't been established. At the point when we came forward, hadn't it been established that he's kidnapped and we didn't think we'll get to that point? No, you, of course you knew. Your friends are waiting outside to offer that piece of information as well. Come on, the point is no. Remiza lav klumu. Even though they're hinting to each other, it doesn't mean anything. The fact is, when they came forward and spoke about the Mechira, they could not have conceivably killed this person. Because just a sale is nothing. Innocent sale, maybe it's a slave. So they weren't going to bring about a Misa's person on this alleged kidnapper. And therefore, they can't, you can't impose it on them as well. Okay, let's just recap this shtick of Gemara. So, what about Edim Zayimim regarding a Goy Nev Nefesh, a kidnapper? So we have the Edim Genev, Edim Mechira. Turns out they're Edim Zayimim, right? Edim Genev, Chizkiya says, they do not get Misa because they were just trying to put Malkus on this fellow. They do get Misa. There's no Malkus by Genev. Regarding Edim Zayimim of Mechira, Chizkiya says, yeah, they get Misa. It's a Dover Shalom. It's a complete narration because they're the only ones introducing the Mises Bezdin on this poor fellow. Kontra B'Yechanan, as well, they'll get killed because, even though it's only half the story, doesn't matter, Chatzi Dover is acceptable in Bezdin. What about the Edim Zayimin of Ibn Asayr and Meir? The Edim speaking about the first violation. Point to all Shittas, there is no Misa to them because they're just trying to impose Malkus on the Spencer Ramir at that early stage. The second pair of Edom, speaking about his final violation, which generates Misa onto the Spencer Ramir, they'll get Misa if they turn out to be Zayimim. What if phase two is split into two pairs of Edom? One pair speaks about the fact they stole the money, the other pair speaks about the fact that he consumed the goods. Chizkiya says there's no Misa because each one's presenting half the story. Chatzi Dover, which is not a valid narration. Rabbi Yechon says there is Misa to them because Chatzi Dover, yeah, can be accepted in the Bezdin as well. What about Azakin Mavri? Oh, Azakin means an accomplished scholar, a Meira Hara, a Rav, a Paisik, but he refuses to submit to the jurisdiction, to the authority of the Supreme Court, of the Bezdin Agot, in matters of Allah. Zakin Mamri Alpi Bezdin. So he rejects the ruling of the Bezdin. He will get Misas Chenek as well. Shenemar Ki Yipalim Imcha Davar LaMishpat. So there is some obscure halacha, and this Rav claims to know the halacha, and they go up to the Bezdin. Shloisha Bat Adin HaYusham in Yerushalayim. There were three separate courts. Echad Yoishev al Pesach Arbayit. There was one group of 23 Dayanim sitting near the eastern entrance to Arbayit. Ve'echad Yoishev al Pesach Azora, one near the Azora. Ve'echad Yoishev Bishkel Agozis. And the Supreme Court, comprised of 71 Dayanim, was actually in the Lushkas Agozis in the Azora. So it was a multi-phase process here. They went up from court to court. Boin, Lezeh, Shal Pesach Arbayis. So they have this disagreement, the Chacham with his Bezdin, and you know, with his hometown Bezdin, having this halachic disagreement. So they want to resolve the issue by going up to the first, they try with the first Bezdin, Lezeh Shal Pesach Arbayis, Vaimer. The Zakein turns to the Bezdin, look, this is my opinion, this is theirs. Kach Darashti, Kach Darashachavera, Kach Limanti, this is what I taught. Kach Lim Dechavera, this is what they taught. What do you say? Can you resolve our conflict? Im Shamu, if the Bezdin knew the halacha, they heard the halacha from there, you know. Omer lam, so they relate to them what the halacha is. Okay, if he accepts it, fine. Vim lav, if he's still rejecting it, or if they don't know. Boin loisen shal pesach hazorah, they go up to the next level, to the next bezdin. Vaymer, and they repeat the ceremony. Kach darashti, v'kach darshu chaveray, kach limanati, v'kach limnu chaveray, im shamu. If they know, they tell them. Bimlav, otherwise, Elu Elu, all the Dayanim together, all the whole entourage, march up to the Grand Supreme Court. Boin, Labez, Din HaGadol, Shablish Kstagazis, who had the final word when it comes to Torah matters. Shemimenu Yotzei Torah L'Chol Yisrael, they disseminated Torah to all of our nation, Shenemar, Minamokimahu, from that place, from the Isamidosh, Ashiv Harasha. Okay, so now they issued their final verdict, final word. Now let's see how he if he accepts it. Chazal Iroi. So the Zochim goes back to town and he rejects the words of the Bezdin. Shana v'limei, dikter shay limei. And he kept on learning and teaching the same way as he always did. As bad as it may be, Potter, he's not going to get Misa. until he actually paskens halacha lamas. If he mehira lasois, but if he ruled halacha lamas, go do this and this, going against the bezin, chayiv, he gets misas chenek shnamar v'isha sheyase bezodeh. Yase means carry it out and practice. Sheina chayiv and sheira lasois. Now this only pertains to an expert. A dayan, a chacham, a zaken, whose word has value. But a Talmud, a young Rav, a young chacham, Shaira Lasa is potter. Even if he ruled against the Bez, then he's potter. Because really, he's not an authority. He doesn't have a say in these matters. Venimtsa chumra kule. So it turns out that his chumra, meaning his inability to rule, his non-authority, works to his benefit, right? The fact that he's not supposed to be issuing halachic rulings helps him out, saves his life. Because we don't reckon with his rulings. Okay, that's today's daf. All the best to you. That's Lacha Rabbah.